Blog Talk Radio.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can only come this far?
One of my favorite. Hello, everybody. Welcome
Welcome to this edition of United Christian Ambassadors Radio, also known as UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I am your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain, and I would like to welcome all of my faithful UCA members and visitors. Stay with me for this 1 hour, just 1 hour, as I preach on idolatry. You'll be surprised. That's the title of my message today, idolatry. We must understand that God is the creator of the heavens and the earth. All things comes from him. We cannot take the things that God has created and worship them instead or in place of God. We must understand that it is totally ridiculous for us to worship the creation instead of the creator. But people do it daily and continually. Many people don't understand that when you reject God, you separate yourselves from him. And when you separate yourself from God, you are separated from love, life, laughter, joy, happiness. You are separated from light, cleanliness, beauty, and peace. Instead, you will receive the total opposite. You will live in stench when you reject the Lord, when you start worshiping other idols. The end result for you is to live in stench, darkness, death, fear, continuous pain. You will want to die, and you will die, but it doesn't stop. You will still have the fear, the death, the pain. Your soul and your spirit will still feel agony, hopelessness, and insecurity. You will live in hatred with demons all around you. Ugly, ugly, gruesome, scary-looking demons all around you. You put your trust in these false gods, but these false gods are dead. These are dead gods, dead objects, or demons, if you put, you know, these false gods are unable to help you. Because if your false god is a human, then chances are that human false god of yours is in hell with you or going there with you. Even if your false god was or is a demon, they will be tossed into the lake of fire and you will join them. All because you continually reject the one true living God. You reject Jesus Christ. Jesus, the anointed one. Oh, that the world and all men, that the whole entire world would just simply believe in Jesus Christ. If the world believed, then we would have heaven on earth.
Thank you very much. This next song deals with people in every nation on the face of the earth. If they would truly seek the face of the Lord with all their hearts and receive him, I think that this would be the beginning of the kingdom of God on earth. Listen.
The world is full of trouble, sickness and disease. People run to and fro, searching high and low. But there shall be no peace, my friend, until we all lend an ear to the one and only God who can wipe away all our tears.
Oh, I tell you,
it's the world within, in the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. It's us with death and grief. It's the world beneath.
Everybody now.
From them to many others, the glory of the Lord shall fill the earth till we all become sisters.
where you will find music and a message. UCA stands for United Christian Ambassadors. And you've heard me say it every week. All true believers, workers, and disciples of Jesus Christ are ambassadors for Christ. No matter what you do, if you're doing it for the kingdom of God, you are an ambassador for Christ, which makes you a UCA member. Hello, member. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, once again, I ask you to lift up the people in their hearts, their spirit, their minds, and their souls. Prepare them, Lord, to hear this message that's going to be brought forth by me. And I pray, Lord, that your spirit be upon me, that I can deliver this message exactly the way you want it to be delivered. And let their hearts and minds be open to receive and their eyes be open to see and understand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This I ask in the holy, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise you. Praise you now and forever. Thank you, Lord. The name of this message is idolatry. Idolatry. Many of us have committed idolatry at some point in our lives, especially when we were in the world, because we had the mindset of the world. And the world has many gods. And we walked in agreement with many of these gods, either knowingly or unknowingly, until we were introduced to Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And even still, after that, we still had to slowly drop all of our idols that had become a part of us throughout the years. And even those same idols that we held on to after we became Christians, you know, those that took a while for us to let them go. For a long time, you held on to that one thing. And even while we were new Christians, you know, new in the faith, we still have to, we still even now have to be careful, and we had to be careful back then so that we would not create new idols. You know, now that we know the Lord and have received him in our lives, we have to be careful. Don't create any new idols. It took some of us years to rid ourselves of our personal idols. There are still many Christians today who still have idols in their lives, idols that must be done away with. And you know it. You know if you have something that you've placed above God. Some of you may not even be aware of what these idols are that's in your life. And some of you don't really and truly know what an idol is. I mean, really, truly. I hope this message will help you to understand what idols are, physical, mental, and spiritual idols. The Lord hates idolatry. Did you know that one of the reasons the Lord separated Abraham from his father and family was because they were caught up into idolatry? Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, like from your family, and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless you and curse him that curse you. And in you shall all families of the earth be blessed. God had to separate Abram from his idolatrous family in order to bless him. And also Jacob, Abram's grandson, told his 12 sons to rid themselves of their idols. Now, these are the same sons who multiplied into the children of Israel that we read about in the Bible. You know, the 12 sons of Jacob, who, and you know Jacob is the one whose name was changed to Israel. They were the beginning of the Israel that we know today, these 12 sons. Jacob's 12 sons worshiped other gods. But Jacob told them to rid themselves, get rid of these gods, these false gods. Genesis 35, verse 2. Then Jacob said unto his household and to all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean and change your garments. That's good advice. Let us do that today. Let us also put away strange gods that may be lurking within or around us as well. And be clean. Change our garments. Let the Lord change your garments, your bodies. We must understand that anything, and that includes any person, which includes husband, wife, and children, any object or images, including images in your mind, money, houses, jobs, careers, or cars. Anything that is placed above God is idolatry. It's okay to have some of these things, but if it's placed above God, it's idolatry. Let's break it down even more. What is idolatry? Idolatry is anything or anyone you depend on above God. Anything you love more than God, anything or anyone you desire more than God, anything or anyone you labor for and devote yourself to over and above and more than God. It's idolatry. An idol is anything or person you worship, pray to, or praise in place of God. Idolatry is the replacing of God with someone or something else. Idolatry is also the worshiping of demons. Keep in mind that it is written by God himself in tables of stone. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 3, the Lord himself, he said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And he meant that. No gods of any kind, living, dead, no objects or material things, nothing. Yet, people have idols. because they need someone to look up to idolize, and to worship. People were created to love and worship God, but Satan has corrupted the world so much that people are worshiping anything and calling it God. Even the things that they build and make, you know, themselves. They build and make the very gods that they themselves are greater than, yet they bow down and worship it. Demetrius in the book of Acts had a business. He made images of Diana, the goddess of the Ephesians. She was the goddess of the Ephesians. She was an image that was made for the people of the city to buy and worship. The people would buy this man-made image and call it God and then worship it. Doesn't that sound ridiculous? Acts 19, verses 24 through 28. For a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith which made silver shrines for Diana, brought no small gain unto the craftsmen. In other words, they said brought no small gain. That means he brought a lot. He gained. He brought a lot of business, a lot of money, whom he called together. He called all the craftsmen together, those that were in like occupation. Did the same thing he did. And he said this to them: you know that by this craft we have our wealth. They were all very wealthy by this making of gods, false gods. Moreover, ye see and hear that not alone at Ephesus, but almost throughout all Asia, this Paul the Apostle, hath persuaded and turned away much people, saying that they be no gods, which are made with hands, so that not only this our craft is in danger to be set at naught or come to nothing, our business fold, in other words, but also that the temple of the great goddess Diana should be despised and her magnificence should be destroyed. Whom all Asia and the world worshipeth, they continually worship this Diana, this object, this false god, this demon. And when they heard these things, when the people heard these things, they were full of wrath. They were mad at Paul and cried out, saying, great is Diana of the Ephesians. Now keep in mind, they're hollering and giving praise to this Diana, this goddess. So now here it is. They own their own Diana, the goddess that someone else created and made, and then they worship this image. And when Paul introduced Jesus to them, they rejected him, preferring to worship their man-made object instead of the one true living God. What's up with that? It hasn't changed. Today, people create their own gods and worship them. People worship and idolize famous people, people that they made an idol, people that they made gods. And some of the famous people that they are idolizing and that they've made gods are idolizing something themselves and making it their gods. For example, many recording artists, not all, but many recording artists idolize a graven image called a Grammy and gold and platinum albums. They want it. I know, I was in the business, so I know what I'm talking about. Many movie stars idolize a graven image called the Oscars or an Emmy and so on. And even other peers, people idolize other peers, their peers. Many famous athletes who idolize a trophy, you know, those graven images of a golden football or a golden basketball or any graven image that represent their sport. And many sport fans idolize their teams, and I mean they really idolize them. Really. Some worship their teams. They actually are, it is a form of worship the way they treat their teams. You know, they really do. Like, it's like a religion. And, you know, they will physically fight over their teams. You say something bad about their team and they're ready to take you to the dirt. People carry banners, dress up, paint their faces, and carry pictures of their favorite player as they worship their basketball, baseball, or football team, or whatever team or sports figure. It's okay, understand me, it's okay to have a favorite team, to have a favorite sport. But don't get so carried away that it affects your emotions to the place where you would risk your life fighting somebody because they don't like your particular team. Don't lift your team up or a particular player higher than God. No one is excluded when it comes to idolatry and lifting people up. No one is included. Even in the ministry, there are many pastors who idolize other ministries. They idolize other pastors. They lift them up higher than they should be, and they desire strongly to be like them. They want to be praised and worshiped. This is all idolatry. We should only want to be like Jesus Christ, and him only shall we praise. By having a desire to be like Jesus means that we are worshiping the one true living God according to his will. The Lord's will is that we are conformed to the image of his Son. So if our desire is to be conformed to the image of his Son, then we are worshiping the one true living God. Now, don't get me wrong. It's okay to appreciate someone's ministry. It's okay to appreciate and respect your pastor or an evangelist, an apostle, a preacher, teacher, or a real true prophet of God. It is okay to appreciate them and respect them. It's good to respect their talent or their office and position in the ministry. And it's also okay to respect all people who have achieved great things in life, their work, their skills, and gifts. But we must keep in mind that people are just that. They are people. People with many issues, flaws, faults, and imperfections. They are not God. Therefore, to lift people up in your heart and mind and put them in the place of God is idolatry, and God is against it. The Lord was against the leaders of Israel when they worshiped false gods in secret, these leaders of Israel. Let's read that in Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 8, we're going to read verse 6 through 14. It's going to open your eyes a lot. He said, furthermore, this is Ezekiel talking, God said, furthermore unto me, son of man, seest thou what they do, even the great abominations that the house of Israel, or we could say today, the church, committeth here? The abominations that they commit here, that I should go far off from my sanctuary, that they commit in the church, so bad that they're pushing God away from his sanctuary. That means that they continually commit these abominations that pushes the Lord far away from his very own sanctuary. Then the Lord went on to say, turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations. What? As if that wasn't enough, the Lord says there's even more abominations. What is an abomination? An abomination are things that causes disgust or hatred. God hates the abominations of his people. And he brought me, continuing, and he brought me to the door of the court. And when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. Then said he unto me, son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I had digged in the wall, behold, a door. This was a secret door that God's people, his leaders of his congregation, has so has so that, you know, that they can do their secret sins. They have this door so that they can do their secret sins behind closed doors. You know, you've heard people say about what people do behind closed doors. Well, they were committing abominations behind closed doors. And he, God, said unto me, go in and behold the wicked abominations that they do here, that they're doing right there in the temple. The Lord used the word wicked. What does wicked mean? To be wicked means to have a mental disregard for justice, righteousness, truth, honor, virtue. To be wicked is to have evil in thought and life, depravity, sinfulness, criminality. And many of God's people are in a state of being wicked, even today. So I went in, this is Ezekiel saying, he went in. The Lord said, go in. So I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things and abominable beasts and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. Their gods were portrayed on the walls. God told Ezekiel to go in. You can do your dirt behind closed doors if you want to, but just know that there's no door that can stop the Lord from entering in. And there stood, continuing, and there stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel. And in the midst of them stood Jehazaniah, the son of Shaphan. The ancient of Israel are the elders, the leaders, even Jehazaniah, who was one of the well-respected leaders, those who know the law, those who knew better, those who carried themselves as men of God before the people, but in reality, they were children of the devil. We have those today, too, by the way. With every man his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. These leaders were burning incense to false gods and worshiping them. The ones that were supposed to know better, their religious leaders, that's supposed to know better. These leaders were supposed to know God. It kind of reminds you of some of the many Christian leaders of today. Yeah, that's right. Like pastors, evangelists, preachers, teachers, apostles, and prophets. Many of them have idols on the walls of their hearts. And they secretly and continually worship them behind closed doors. You'd be surprised at some of the things that take place in Christianity, in the churches, behind closed doors. Then said he, God, I'm continuing, then said God unto me, son of man, hast thou seen that the ancients of the house of Israel, what the ancients of the house of Israel, what they do in the dark? You know, the ancients of the house of Israel, that's like, you know, our clergy, our leaders of the church today. What they do in the dark, every man in the chamber of his imagery, in his imagination. They say, the Lord seeth us not. The Lord hath forsaken the earth. This is their thinking. They get so caught up in their sin, they think that God can't even see them because they're hiding behind this little door. They think God can't see them. Who can hide from God? No one. God knows all and sees all. He said also unto me, continuing, turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations that they do. What? There's more? Then he brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north. You know, here it is, another door. And behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. Now, many of you probably read this scripture and probably never even thought about who Tammuz was. These are women worshiping the dead. Tammuz was long dead at this time, but they were still worshiping or weeping over him. Who is Tammuz? Tammuz was the son of a powerful witch by the name of Semiramis. She was the queen, a leader in Babylon. She created the punishment of crucifixion for those who did not follow her laws in Babylon. She married her son Nimrod. Many of you have heard of Nimrod, who became king of Babylon. And then she became pregnant with Tammuz after Nimrod's death. After Nimrod died, okay, all of a sudden she got pregnant, okay, with Tammuz. And she told the people that her son Tammuz was Nimrod reincarnated, or Nimrod came back to life. And many believed her and began to worship Tammuz. This was Satan's unholy trinity, Nimrod, Semiramis, and Tammuz. As years passed, the name Semiramis changed to Isis. And then later on, with other religions, it changed the name to Diana, and then the Madonna, Fatima, or Fatima, Guadalupe, Mother Mary, and many more, according to the region that they lived in, the people lived in throughout the years, and what time era in history. She had different names. They worshiped the sun god. And the worshiping of the sun god continues today. That's why when you see pictures of, or paintings of Joseph, Mary, and baby Jesus, you will notice a sunlight, like a little glow they put over, like a sun over them. It is symbolic for the sun god. It is not the real Joseph, Mary, and Jesus. These pictures or paintings are counterfeit pictures that really depict Nimrod, Semiramis, and Tammuz. Even on the Eucharist in Catholicism, you have the letters IHS, which stands for Isis, Horus, and Seb. This is another name for Semiramis, Nimrod, and Tammuz. Tammuz. Many people deep in Catholicism will either deny this or will say that it stands for something else altogether, or they are just not aware of what these symbols truly stand for at all. Nimrod's name was changed to Horus as years went on. It was a god, and then God's name was Horus, but it was Nimrod, and they changed his name to Horus as time went on. And Tammuz's name was changed to Seb as the years went by, and many other names as well for both of them, many, many names throughout the years and throughout those different eras of time. Nimrod's name and Tammuz's name and Semiramis's name was changed. Seb was originally, remember that's the name of Tammuz, his name was changed to Seb. Seb was originally a demon of the earth. Later, he became a god or demon of the dead, representing the earth in which the deceased was buried. Tammuz was originally a demon. It was a demon spirit. He is the demon that causes men to torture other people. This demon is still active. He gives men the concept of creating weapons. So these women of Israel were worshiping and crying over this demon. Today, many people are still worshiping these same demons and even other demons, making them equal to the one true living God or placing their gods above the true living God. Some people are still making or buying statues of their gods and then bow down to them. Do not bow down to objects, statues, or any kind of graven image to worship it. Just don't do that. You know, don't bow down to that little fat-bellied man that many in a certain religion worship and other objects also. This is what the Lord said in Exodus chapter 20, verses 4 through 6. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, For I, the Lord, your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity, the inward sins of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, of them that hate him, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me. Do you love the Lord? Those that love him and keep my commandments. He said, those that love me and keep my commandments. He shows mercy. When you worship these statues, you are worshiping demons. Keep in mind that demons will inhabit objects, materials, jewelry, animals, houses, cities, certain areas in your neighborhood, like a street corner or intersection. Have you ever noticed that there's a certain intersection in your city where it always seemed to be accidents, and most of the time the accidents are deadly accidents? You ever notice that in different cities? Yeah. Think about it. Demons will inhabit businesses as well as corporations and so on. Start binding those spirits and don't get caught up in a business that promotes Satan's kingdom. You know, anything that's against the laws of God, if it's a business, don't get caught up in it. We can't even lift our own selves up in this hour. It is a sin to indulge in self-worship. And you can tell when someone is into self-worship because they are selfish. Number one, everything is about them. What they are doing or what they're going to do and what they want to do, who they are and what they have. They tend to look down on others but lift themselves up high. Everything that pertains to them is more important than anything in this world. 2 Timothy. But know this, that in the last days, this is what the Lord has wrote to Timothy. He said, but know this, in the last days, perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good. Examine yourself and do not become your own idol. Do not get caught up in the temporary pleasures of the world. This is also idolatry because you have placed the world above God, the one who created the world. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Oh, yes, and another thing. Be careful what you say, the things that come out of your mouth. Don't say chants, you know, chants, doing chanting, all of that. Don't chant to false gods because you are actually calling upon or conjuring up demons. And they will come and they will deceive you into worshiping them. They'll carry you away. Your whole mindset. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, the teaching of devils. You're having demons teaching you. This causes your love for the one true living God to be covered up and cause you to reject him and turn your back on him altogether in order to serve demons. When you do that, that means you are replacing God, and that is idolatry. And like I said earlier, God hates idolatry. Think of it like this. Idolatry to God is like adultery to us. A man would never want his woman to honor and respect another man over and above him. A man would never want his wife to treat another man in the same way she treats him. The husband wants to always be special to his wife. He don't want her to love another man, but him only. He never wants to be replaced by another man. This is adultery, even in your thoughts and your emotions. You should not have an inappropriate emotional relationship with another person other than your spouse. This is also adultery. Many people will say, oh, he or she is just a friend, when you know that that person has some kind of emotional connection with you. That person is taking the place of your spouse in that particular area of your mind. People, that's called adultery in your heart. It is the same with the Lord. Idolatry is the same as adultery when it comes to the Lord, because you are replacing God with a person, an object, an image, pornography, video games, drugs, alcohol, the worshiping of animals, even a continual evil thought pattern or whatever. If it replaces God, if you love it more than God, then it is what? Idolatry. You cannot worship even the governments in this world, kings, presidents, and prime ministers, political figures, religious leaders, organizations and private groups like the Illuminati and other secret societies, fraternities, the media and social media, world religions of all kind, like the religion of witchcraft. Witchcraft is a religion. Wicca, it's a religion. And the Church of Satan and Satanism, just to name a few. These can all become idols in your life if you are not careful. The moment you put your trust in all of these organizations and governments, and the more you believe everything they say and obey them, then you are falling into idolatry because you have placed them over God. Be very careful in this hour, because there are many things happening right now that's opening the door to the mark of the beast. This is the system of man and demons that is designed to take the place of God in the world. You heard of it, the one world government, one world religion, the one world economy, all of that. It's created by Satan, working through witches, Satanists, Jesuits, and secret societies in order to control the world and be your God. Revelation 13, verse 4. So they worshiped the dragon, Satan, who gave authority to the beast, this beast system. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Satan wants to bring the world into idolatry. God has not been silent about idolatry. He has made it clear that he will not share his glory with any other. The pride and the will of man is already powerful. But when you mix that with the temptations, lies, and deceptions of Satan, then you have a rebellious people, a people of idolatry, those who have replaced God with other things, even with themselves. But the Lord is going to punish these idolaters. So rid yourselves of the idols of money, gold, silver, before it's too late. Repent. Turn from your idols before the Lord pronounce his judgment upon you. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 16, I will pronounce my judgment against them for all their wickedness, because they have forsaken me to burn incense to other gods and to worship the works of their own hands. So let's be clear. When we lift up or give our time, our money, our strength, our life and devotion, our labor, our praise, our worship, our minds, our actions, our desires, our thoughts, and even our prayers over to someone or something else over and above God, it is idolatry. The hand of the Lord reaches out to all. He says to come out of her, come out of an idolatrous world, a world filled with false gods and demons. He wants you to turn to him and live. Although our God is great, mighty, powerful, full of miraculous strength, although he is the creator of all things, the supreme intelligence, the king of glory and the king of the universe and the king of kings, our great warrior and champion, although he's all of that, he is also full of grace and mercy. He's full of love and compassion. He is ready to immediately forgive us. Our God is very tender-hearted toward us and kind toward us. And his arms are wide open to us as he calls on us to turn to him. He says, come to me, and I will clean you up. I will deliver you. I will heal you, restore you, and make you whole. I will make you better. I will renew you. So turn from your dead gods to the living God. The Lord is not playing. He's not joking. This is not a game. Either he is God of all in your life, or he's not God at all in your life. Think about it and make your choice right now. That's the message.
Broken hearts declare his praise. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles, and every knee will bow before you.
everybody. You bow before the Lion and the Lamb. You bow before Jesus. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord for the glory of God. Keep that in mind. Get rid of these idols. Here's the scriptures for the week. Genesis 35, verse 2. Then Jacob said unto his household and to all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments. 2 Timothy. We're going to read in 2 Timothy, but know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, forgiving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, and despisers of good. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 16, I will pronounce my judgments against them for all their wickedness, because they have forsaken me to burn incense to other gods and to worship the works of their own hands. And we will end with Psalm 135, verse 15. The idols of the nations are silver and gold made by the hands of men. That's it. That's the scriptures for the week. And for right now, I just want to thank everybody for taking the time to tune in and to be a part of this broadcast. You tuning in, being a regular faithful listener, I appreciate that more than words can tell. And also to remember that that we're here every week at 3 p.m. Pacific time. And it's different times all over the United States and all over the world. 3 o'clock Pacific time is, it'll be 5 o'clock Central, because it's 3 o'clock, 3 p.m. Pacific and Mountain, because at this time Mountain and Pacific is together, and then 5 p.m. Central and 6 p.m. Eastern. In Germany, it'll be about 11 o'clock. In Germany, the UK, and probably parts of Africa. I'm not sure of the time zone there, but you know we're all over the world. So in Hawaii, it'd be 12 o'clock. So these are the times every Monday at this time, okay? And the number to dial in is 646-668-8537, 646-668-8537. 8537, or wherever you see the post. If I'm posting this program, wherever you see, if you see my face, just click on the face. Even now, after this program, if you still see me post today's program, you can click on it and hear the entire program. Even a few days from now, another week from now, you can still click on my picture of this post, of this program, and you can hear the whole thing. Okay, and remember that we are also, I'm with my wife on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Pacific time. Check your time zone for Christian Talk. Okay, and we have special guests. We're going to have a special guest this Wednesday. So join us, and thank you so much for joining us and tuning in to this broadcast. See you next week. Bye-bye.